figures that I give are figures that are estimates, I think, by Exchange Control, the Monetary Authority, and the Association of Exempted Companies and other people. But I think it's reckoned now that that our operations as a financial center, which is really what it has become to be, are probably equivalent to about 30% of our tourist trade. So it's a very big part of our economy. And of course, this reacts favorably on the government in many ways. Not only the Companies Tax Act, the Annual Incorporation Act, but stamp duties, the rents which are paid here for office space, for homes, a number of Bermudians who are employed in these exempted companies. I mean, some of them, like American International, for instance, have been here for, nearly 30 years, 1946 or something like that. It'll be about 30 years. And they're a very big outfit. They employ about 190 people. That's the biggest in terms of employment, and the one that has been the longest in those terms. But we've lots of very important ones.
Do you think it's an unfair criticism, people who say that they don't do enough for them?
No, I think they do a lot for Bermuda. First of all, the men who run these companies are brought in here for the purpose. They're men of very considerable experience in a number of fields, like foreign trading, the oil business, insurance, and so forth. They've always been very willing to make their expertise available to Bermudians.